Mamma Mia subscribers, you've been asking and we've been listening. Now, you can get all of your exclusive subscriber audio on Apple Podcasts. That includes everything from bonus episodes of your favourite pods to exclusive segments to all of our audio series.
To link your Mamma Mia subscription to Apple Podcasts, open the Mamma Mia Out Loud page in your Apple Podcasts app and follow the prompts, or head to help.mamamia.com.au.
You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on.
Hi friends, it's Mia Friedman, and this is a bit of a different episode of No Filter. While Kate Langbrook has been doing such a superb job in the host chair this season, I've just loved listening to her. I've been working on the next season of the show, which you'll hear more about in coming weeks. But this episode isn't going to be an interview or even a conversation. Well, it is actually kind of a conversation, but it's one that's been happening in my own head and in the heads and the group chats of women around Australia these past few weeks, ever since 51-year-old Samantha Murphy went missing in Ballarat in Victoria after going for a morning run right near her home. A few days ago, a man was charged with her murder, and we learned his name, ironically, on International Women's Day. And this is something that I wrote to try and articulate how it feels right now to be a woman at a time when men keep killing us, and there seems to be nothing at all that we can do to prevent it or to keep ourselves safe. Don't go running at night, they warn us. It's not safe. So we go for a run in the morning on a mild Sunday near our home, and we're murdered, like Samantha Murphy. Don't go home with someone you don't know, they say. It's dangerous. So we walk home alone, and we're murdered, like Jill Maher. We're murdered on our way home from work, like Anita Cobby and Prabha Kumar. We're murdered at work, even when we work in schools, like Lily James and Stephanie Scott. We're murdered while walking in parks, like Eurydice Dixon and Courtney Heron and Marsha Vukotic. We're murdered in cars alongside our children, like Hannah Clark. We're murdered on beaches, like Toya Cordingley. We're murdered in shopping centres in broad daylight while doing errands with our granddaughters, like Vylene White. And in staggering, sickening numbers, we're murdered in our homes by men we know. Our husbands, our partners, our sons, our fathers, our brothers, our boyfriends, our workmates, by men we love or used to, men we've lived with or married or dated. Why can't we go for a fucking run? This is what women are texting each other right now, with the news that a 22-year-old man has been charged with the murder of Samantha Murphy, who went for a run in broad daylight right near the house where she lived with her family and never came home. Police say Samantha didn't know this man, but they allege he killed her, just like so many men have killed so many of us before him and will continue to kill us, apparently until the end of time. And if we are an Indigenous woman, we are 8 times more likely to be murdered than if we are not Indigenous, most likely by an intimate partner. What are we to make of all this? What can we do? Well, not much. Because it doesn't seem to matter much what we do or don't do, what we wear or don't wear, how much we drink or don't drink, where we go for a run or when. Men keep killing us. So to our brothers, our fathers, our partners, our lovers, our friends, our sons, and our workmates, here's something we'd like you to know. We're angry. We're afraid. Constantly. And we are so very, very tired. We're so tired of feeling afraid and vulnerable and angry. We're tired of the mental load we must carry in public and in private as we try to walk a path through this never-ending epidemic of violence against women. We're tired of having to think about where we parked our car, how we'll get home, whether it's safe for us to walk in a public park or down a well-lit street. We're tired of having to endure abuse and assault from some men who claim to love us. We're tired of having to be on high alert each time we get into a cab or open our front door, or go home with a guy we met at a bar or on a dating app. We're tired of living with the constant level of vigilance that's required to avoid getting raped or murdered, a level of vigilance that seems to offer little protection. Because can we honestly not go for a run on a Sunday morning near our home? We're tired of being told to be careful, be cautious, be aware of our surroundings. We do all that. We do it constantly. And still we are killed in private spaces and public ones, at night and during the day, by strangers and by men we know well. We're tired of being told to carry our phones and make sure we let someone know where we're going to be and not drink too much or wear certain clothes or stay with abusive men or walk in certain areas and be aware of red flags. We've heard all that and still men are killing us. Could someone tell the men to stop killing us? Why won't they stop killing us? Because in how many ways must we modify our behaviour more than we already have, more than we already do? How much more frightened must we feel? How much more responsibility must we take for our own safety? How much more mental load must we carry as we simply try to get goddamn shit done and live our lives in a society that seems to do so pitifully little to protect women and girls from assault and murder? Why is the loss of our lives so inconsequential? Where are the public forums to try and work out where the hell we're going wrong as a society and a community, if so many men believe that women are theirs to abuse and rape and murder at will? Where's the push for legislation and the funding for education campaigns? Where are the social media campaigns by prominent men? Because we are so tired. We are tired of having to carry the incessant mental load of trying not to be murdered. It's a load men aren't burdened with and is completely invisible to them. Meanwhile, we're staggering under its weight. And it is wickedly unjust that it is ours alone to reckon with every bloody day of our lives. As we're encouraged to celebrate International Women's Day while reeling over the loss of yet another woman and another and another and another, we share despairing texts and make promises to look out for one another, to add the safety of our sisters to our already heaving mental load. We're exhausted by the brutal war of violence waged against us by some men, and we need all men to know the toll it takes on every one of us. We need you to acknowledge the injustice and the futility at play when it's women who are essentially told to stay off the streets, and in the same breath reminded that statistically, our homes are far more dangerous. Where exactly are we safe? Because we cannot be more vigilant, it's not possible. What we need now is the help of men. We need them to take up this cause as their own, to help us with the load. We need them to know how it feels to hear footsteps behind you or have your cab driver take a wrong turn and immediately wonder, is this it? Is it my turn today? If men could feel our fear, they could never live with it, day in, day out, as we do. They would refuse to. But we do not have that choice. I'll be back in your ears in a couple of weeks. Kate has one more show left in her season, so don't miss that next week, and I'll see you the week after. But if you want to channel some of the big feelings that you have about this epidemic of violence against women into something positive, something that you can do, I have a suggestion. The idea that violence against women is a problem experienced by women but perpetrated by men, and so we are essentially powerless to change it, is one of the most disheartening and maddening aspects of this epidemic. And it's something that we've really wrestled with here at Mamma Mia, because our audience is predominantly women and we want to be part of the solution. But how? Well, Mamma Mia has partnered with the community-driven charity Rise Up to help women escape domestic violence and start again. Rise Up plays a vital part in the exit strategy of women who are in domestic violence situations. And we know that not every woman who is murdered by someone they know in their own home. Many, many of them are. To date, Rise Up has helped thousands of families affected by family violence. A woman reports domestic or family violence every 2 minutes in Australia. And that's why we wanted to ask everybody who might be listening to this to donate just $2 a week. And you can actually save lives. It's something that we can actually do. Thank you for listening. We'll put all the details in the show notes. If you want to send this special episode to someone, please do so. I know you're tired. We all are. Sending love to every woman and every person who is grieving a loved one or who is in a difficult situation.
Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.